This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 23rd. God's word to you today is boundless. Our scripture reading is taken from John 4, verses 6 to 7, and it says, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from a long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." What are the things in your life that perhaps you're ashamed of? For the Samaritan woman, it was perhaps having had 5 husbands. The rabbis had declared 3 husbands to be the limit for women. Interestingly, men had no limits to how many women or wives they could marry. If, for instance, a woman's husband divorces her, she could remarry. If her second husband divorces her again, she could remarry a third time, but that is the maximum. If she exceeds this number, she will become an outcast. This Samaritan woman had had 5 husbands. She was an outcast. Yet, heaven scheduled a divine appointment with this same woman, despite her reputation. There may be things in your life that you think you're ashamed of. Jesus is not ashamed of you. Like this woman, Jesus is reaching out to you. He wants to have a conversation with you. Jesus wants to minister to your needs. Will you cooperate with him? God can do anything to reach you. John 4 verse 9 says, "The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans." It is interesting that Jesus asked the woman for water, and she said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" This is taken from John 4, verse 9b. She was giving Jesus an attitude. "Just give the man some water." So why did the Jews refuse to have anything to do with Samaritans? The nation of Israel broke up into 2, the northern kingdom, Israel, and the southern kingdom, Judea. The northern kingdom was taken over by the Assyrians, who took the people captive. Deliberately, the Assyrians brought colonists into Shechem and eventually into Samaria to forcefully marry the Jewish women, while they took their men as free labor to their countries. So the products, the children of those colonists and the Jewish women, became the Samaritans. They were like half-castes, not a pure breed. That was a problem by itself, a deliberate strategy of the Assyrian king. When Babylon took over Judea in 600 BC, captives, everybody, went. 70 years later, Daniel interceded, and God allowed the king of Babylon to send 43,000 people back to rebuild Jerusalem. These people were fiercely resisted by the Samaritans, who obviously did not want the pure breed to exist because they felt inferior. The returnees had to fight. It was difficult, but the nation was built. The pure breed that were around Samaria in Judea spread to Galilee, hated the Samaritans, because they saw them as impure. They saw them as symbols of colonization and as the people that the enemy used to oppress them, because that was who their fathers were. The enmity was a big deal. We build walls of segregation and partitioning. We put up walls where God has put no walls. But Jesus came and demonstrated amid racial discrimination that "I am associating with you, a Samaritan woman." This was huge. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for choosing me and not rejecting me. Thank you for breaking protocols just for my sake. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.